USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Democratic presidential candidates are in Atlanta for debates. Former Vice President Joe Biden was asked if he would punish Saudi leaders for the death of Jamal Khashoggi and for other human rights violations.
Yes, and I said it at the time. Khashoggi was, in fact, murdered and dismembered, and I believe in the order of the Crown Prince. And I would make it very clear, we were not going to, in fact, sell more weapons to them. We were going to, in fact, make them pay the price and make them, in fact, the pariah that they are.
Andrew Yang was asked, if you win, what would you say in your first call to Vladimir Putin?
Well, first I'd say, I'm sorry I beat your guy.
Not sorry. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyn-Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. rootwall.com.
In the impeachment inquiry, Ambassador Gordon Sondland began the proceedings on Capitol Hill.
Was there a quid pro quo? As I testified previously, with regard to the requested White House call and the White House meeting, the answer is yes.
He said the demand for Ukraine's public announcement of an investigation into the Bidens was linked to U.S. military aid. Republican Jim Jordan said not true.
When the chairman asked you about the security assistance dollars, you said there needed to be a public announcement from Zelensky. So I'm asking you a simple question. When did that happen?
Never did.
Never did.
Democrat Adam Schiff.
I do not believe that the president would allow himself to be led by the nose by Rudy Giuliani or Ambassador Sondland or anybody else. I think the president was the one who decided whether a meeting would happen, whether aid would be lifted, not anyone who worked for him.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
President Trump is out on the road on the campaign trail talking about the economy. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
President Trump is visiting Austin, Texas to tour an Apple manufacturing facility in an effort to showcase a company keeping jobs in America. Speaking with reporters, the president says the economy is doing better than ever before and is pushing other companies to build in America.
Tim Cook is somebody that I greatly respect, a great leader, a great businessman. And it's a very special day. For me, this is a very special day. The country is doing well, probably better than ever before, certainly from the standpoint of the economy.
A movie star has learned a crazy coincidence. Here's USA's Chris Barnes with details.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor.
It turns out that actor Tom Hanks is literally in the same neighborhood as his latest role, Mr. Rogers. Access Hollywood telling the actor during the premiere of the Fred Rogers biopic, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, that Hanks is related to the former TV host. The outlet even provided a family tree from Ancestry.com, proving that Hanks and Rogers are sixth cousins. The Oscar-winning actor's portrayal of Rogers comes out this week.
Please won't you be my neighbor.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.